listening live from the Fort Recovery Radio studios at downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports talk with Bubba and Fee.
We are on the air.
Hey,
oh, hey,
the Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. Finally,
You're not on.
We're loud.
So, Bubba, like, are those two guys
some pretty damn nice guys?
Yeah, seems like great guys.
Yeah,
great guys.
The only guy that I'd rather be, other than either of those two, is Oliver Luck.
Who's Oliver Luck?
He's the guy that does that war stories.
Not Oliver Luck.
He's in the war.
No, Luck.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
Oliver Luck.
Oliver is actually Andrew's dad.
Oliver is the guy that did the war stories thing every. He does it on TV.
What?
Oliver Luck is Andrew Luck's dad, right?
And he does war stories on TV?
No, he doesn't do war stories on TV.
I only know and one Oliver.
1983. There was a great war.
Oliver That's North? It.
Oliver North.
Oh, there's another Oliver.
Ollie North.
Oliver North does that. He was a political guy. Then he just stays on.
He was big in Persian Gulf stuff.
Yes, Persian Gulf.
So what are you talking about, Oliver?
Not Oliver North.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck's dad.
Why are you happy to be
here? Is this the morning show again?
Anyways, the guy just signed a six-year contract extension for $140 million.
Worth every penny.
Is that, I mean, that is unbelievable.
Crazy.
That's twice what I'm paying Bill.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, Oliver North.
Oliver Jesus, North. He's like 10 seconds behind everybody.
He was like a major.
Good morning, Bill.
He was a major.
Yeah, he was a major, and
that's
was,
Oliver
there,
North.
There's a scandal with him.
Yes. He was with
Schwarzkopf.
Trip.
Trip. Jim Tripp.
Oh, wow.
Keep walking.
I didn't understand any of that.
He is lost. He is a lunatic.
He actually made a point to stay extra to just totally confuse us.
He does. He's an idiot. Oh.
And we do an hour of that in the morning.
Oh my God. Good luck with that. Fee, welcome back, brother.
Bobby, happy.
Nice vacation, bud.
Great vacation.
Went and seen Brother Joe.
Brother Joe, Chicago.
Great picture.
Toddle in town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what's amazing is he sends all them pictures out of your family does. And
mm-hmm.
How beautiful Chicago is.
Oh,
it is awesome.
Yeah.
God, it's awesome.
I mean, I didn't know there was a... Like, do you see that lake going right through there?
Oh, yeah.
Big
yeah.
River. How beautiful is that?
You didn't know there was a lake?
I knew the Lake Michigan, but didn't... Yeah. If he had views of this people going down the middle, of the city.
That's what we did. We took a water taxi around. That's kind of cool.
So is that like the river that they paint green every?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. St. Patty's Day.
Okay.
Chicago does it right.
Yeah.
And you know what? There are cities that you hear that when new people come from there, they never leave there. And Chicago is one of those.
Don't get me wrong. There's places you can go and get scared and stuff, but it's just a clean, pretty neat town.
So we going to do the Wabash on St. Patrick's Day? We going to turn that green?
We could do that.
Well, it's kind of green right now.
It's kind of ugly.
We could just make it St. Patrick's Day today.
It just depends on the overflow from the lagoons.
You like slime green?
It's kind of pretty, ain't it?
It is pretty.
Effervescent.
Yeah. Actually, the town.
Iridescent, I meant.
Never looked better.
Oh, my God.
So many good things have gone on in the last
I'm
year.
I'm anxious to see Angie's.
Yeah, she's. Thing I agree with done. You. Teasing us a little bit.
So, so Neil, like those two placard things are like those things that get pasted up there, or are those going to be painted? What are the?
Oh, well, where are you talking about?
On the side of the IGA building.
Okay,
there are like two empty spots right now.
Okay, I don't think I know about that. What side? On the First Financial side where Angie's painting?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I almost never come into Fort Recovery from that direction, so I never see that.
Well, you do when it takes 30 minutes to get to Wilshire.
Yeah, and that's how long it takes.
No, it don't. I was there today. I timed myself.
And it took how long?
Less than 22 minutes.
Hmm. So you may have been exceeding the speed limit. It's 30 minutes at 55 miles an hour.
No.
Yeah?
I don't. That's a little long.
That's how long it takes.
Well,
at 55 miles an hour.
Then you caught traffic in Chattanooga.
Nope.
Hey, I had a tooth chip out.
Oh, that ain't good.
Popcorn?
That hurts.
Popcorn.
Colonel?
Hmm?
Colonel?
Was there a bone in the salami?
No, I don't know what.
All of a sudden, now? You're talking about now?
No.
All of a pit?
Oh. A couple days ago.
I was going to call somebody.
So what do you do?
Just get it pulled out, right?
Yep.
I mean, you don't get replaced.
Oh, no.
No, but they can
fix it. No, they can do anything anymore. Teeth.
Yep. My wife just got all new teeth put in.
Nice.
Not all of them, but the back.
Why? Is it rotten teeth?
I don't know. It costs like $5,000.
Oh, nice.
Insurance?
Hell no.
Whoops.
$50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pays the first 50.
That's about a joke, dental insurance. Yeah, Get your teeth cleaned twice a year. What the?
Yeah. You know.
You almost said a bad word.
No, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
Whoa, jeez.
That was perfect.
Wow. Mount Vesuvius is nothing.
Yeah. I'd say they can smell it over the airways.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Yeah, that never might go through.
Welcome to Fort Recovery Smell Radio.
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
We were actually talking about something before all of that, but I don't know what it was.
Oliver North.
There's a haze in here now.
Trip.
Trip. Trip.
Trip North.
Trip.
Trip.
Trip Oliver.
Virginia.
Virginia Trip.
So what was her
name?
Virginia?
What was her name?
Virginia.
Trip.
What?
Where are you at?
Who's Trip?
If you're the only one out there and you know anything about Trip in Virginia.
The trip with Clinton.
What?
The trip?
He's still
wasn't
back
there a trip? Wasn't there a trip that had a little... Or wait a minute. She might have known something. On
Monica
she
real ugly. Lewinsky.
Yes. That's it.
That's close.
Oh, Lewinsky.
You know what? That's it. That is it.
So what does Trip have to do with anything?
He don't know. He has no idea.
It's vacation time.
He has no idea.
Vacation.
Yeah. Wow.
It's vacation.
Well, I think we just went to minus 48 listeners. We appreciate that.
They're
one
still
guy
on still. There. They're waiting for
who's
something.
Who's Gary there. Johnson?
That's Biggs' brother.
Jeez.
Biggs. Gary Johnson is the candidate for president from
one of people laughter of jokes.
You know,
is that the Green Party?
It is either the Green Party or the Libertarian New Party.
Yep. He was a governor somewhere, and his running mate was a governor, and they seem like reasonable people. But
well, you know, I think they're from New Mexico, maybe, or you know, someplace like that.
You mean like one of the states? Something like that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Is he running for president, you say?
Yep.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. So he's the alternative to Trump and Hillary.
Did you guys see the EU Parliament board today met, and a guy from Britain stood up and gave his spiel about, and they were all booing him, and he was unbelievable.
He was pro what?
He's the one that said years ago that Britain's going to leave the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was, yep. And then he spoke this, and it was unbelievable. He just kind of basically shoved it in the face of all them people that I told you, boys.
I still don't understand it all, to be honest with you. I mean, I understand they want to get out of the big deal where all the countries are in the sand because they think that they are paying too much for the a lot of those countries that do nothing. Is that fair? Is that right?
I would say that's.
Am I getting that right? Somebody explain it to me.
Sounds right.
They think that
that's a pretty decent generalization.
The concern is that the top countries, the United States, the Britons, all those countries are just taking care of all these others, you know, yeah. Other countries, and
the
there's
States,
no benefits.
We're not in it, but yeah.
But
Germany,
yes.
Great Britain. There's several of the countries.
And now the
that
concern is that all those countries. Are going to, for at least a while, are not going to have anything to do with Britain because it got out of that deal.
Yeah.
So,
But there's also several other
buy
countries.
Stocks is what I'm telling. Well, this stock market crashes. This is all short term buy stocks.
Yep. 600 points in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Well, I said first day it happened.
Yep.
Invest everything. I'm brilliant.
Did you, is this Sports Talk or the McLaughlin Group?
Who's that?
Sam Stock. Sam.
Well, Sam might be mistaking what we're saying for something.
Sam might be our only listener.
Oh, Sam's awesome. Sam is awesome.
She does our traffic reports.
No, she don't. Remember, Rocker took her pay away today.
Did he?
Yeah, Rocker she's says yeah, she don't call anymore. So Rocker said, we got to take her pay away.
Yeah.
So he ate her scrambled eggs.
Sammy, you are laid off.
Sam's laid off from Fort Kelly Radio traffic. Well,
I guess today she doesn't care about her breakfast because it's Waffle Wednesday.
What was Waffle Wednesday?
Yep.
Really?
Down there at the hospital.
What?
Isn't that right, Bill? It's yes. Waffle Wednesday.
Waffle Wednesday. Yep.
They have Waffle Wednesday.
Reed Hospital again?
Yep.
What a great idea.
That is a great idea.
You talk to your daughter, you'd know that kind of stuff.
Hey, we fried turkey burgers yesterday for all the employees, and I had a turkey burger.
How'd the drive through thing go?
It was great. The last turkey burger I had sucked.
Mm-hmm.
This thing wasn't. I could eat.
They're juicy. Yep. They were tender. I had two of them. I agree with you.
Yeah. Carl Link had five.
Well, I can imagine.
He loved them. Loves his turkey.
So, what do they taste like? Turkey or what? What was it?
These were tasty. They were moist.
I thought it was almost like a sausage.
My problem with them always is they're so dry. These things were good.
But you turkey? You don't like turkey, do you?
No. You don't like turkey.
I like marinated turkey.
I don't like. I don't like cars either.
Jeez. I can tell that by the way you treat yours.
I wonder about that.
Hey, I came down yesterday. I bought something off you today, didn't I?
Yeah. What'd you get?
What?
Tail light?
Man. Spent a lot of money. He got a pencil.
How much you charging?
$50.
I'll be getting anything. I can't find a pencil down here. I was down there working at Curses. You can't carpenter without a pencil.
You got an itch?
So why don't you take one with you?
Huh?
Why don't you take a pencil with you then?
If
you
it's like same with Sam Marsh.
I do remember Sam Marsh.
I do too. Okay. Remember Izzy Bechtel too.
Yep.
Fuzzy Dipwig?
Yep.
Fuzzy. What about your hat? Who's O'Neill?
O'Neill is a... Paul? I'm a beach guy. They sell a lot of O'Neill hats on beaches. It keeps sun out of people's eyes.
You're a sunny guy.
We me and Mike Seifrin and the wise when we went to down south to Key West. We was going out boating one day and I didn't have a hat.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had.
Bought it. So you stole one. Bought O'Neill.
Paul.
That's under Spencey.
Paul
O'Neill.
Paul O'Neill. Oh,
bad.
Sells hats.
Neatest play he ever made.
Kicked the ball.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was a Paul O'Neill fan. You like Paul O'Neill?
Oh, yeah. Loved him.
Terrible.
Paul O'Neill. Fan. Terrible.
Okay. Hey, we did talk about sports.
He was fantastic.
Okay, now back to.
About the
stupid stuff.
The Fort Recovery. What's our swimming team?
Eels.
Mm-hmm. Looks to me like in the paper they're pretty good. They're pretty competitive.
They got 1,000.
Boost Bups kid is good.
Oh yeah,
her name's always in there.
Susie Fortcamp's.
Susie Fortcamp's daughter's good.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good little Eels.
There's a lot of people down there.
Our prospects are high for the upcoming swim season.
We ain't got enough parking.
I know, it's unbelievable, ain't it?
We're still unbelievable. We put all the parking in. They're filling her up.
By the way, I went down to the pool this week. Just kind of walked through. Just
you walked through.
How nice does that look with the new umbrella? And hats off to that Roamer kid
that
for
kid, that chain.
Those are sharp. I like those.
They really did a nice job. Right. Pool looks great. I was impressed.
That's Cameron Roamer's
that's
Eagle
Cameron.
Scout project.
Right.
And that playground down there.
Fantastic. You know,
when they invested in that. In that surface,
God,
that
so
is
expensive, but it's tremendous.
That is,
it was really expensive.
Is that right?
It's unbelievable expensive.
You could have gotten,
but it's awesome.
Decent for maybe 10, I think, and we spent 60.
How about the time?
But I don't think anybody.
How about the time the Lions Club helped out on an Eagle Scout deal, and they put little corner sunflower things when they walk across the bridge down in Baxter Park. That kid got where do you get badges or something? What do you get? Yeah,
Eagle Scout.
And that was we did the work.
Who was that kid?
No, the best was the Walmart kid. Made us paint the whole pool. he got credit for painting the whole pool. We did it all.
Yeah, he did. He put it to us. He outsmarted the Lions Club.
Yeah, he did. Awesome.
Didn't take much, did it?
No, it was easy for him.
He walked into one meeting and said, "This is going to be easy."
Yeah. You see the Reds demoted... J.J. Hoover.
No way.
Again?
How many times has that guy got demoted? Release that guy.
Yeah, give it up.
Yesterday comes in, we battle the Chicago Cubs, 15th inning, bring him in, five runs.
Grand slam.
Wow.
He holds the Reds' record for the most grand slams.
And he's
a relief pitcher that never pitches more than one or two innings.
And they put him in
every time bases are loaded.
I know.
It's time to get Hoove in.
Morning, Hoove. Righty. Bring the righty in.
Here we go.
Jeez, they're so bad.
Oh, they're bad.
But you know what? Did you watch any of the Pete Rose thing?
No.
You didn't watch any? Jackie, did you get any of it? None. Calpe was texting me, and he was down there for the Saturday game, and he left in the second inning. He said when the Pete Rose thing was going on, there was 38,000 people there. By the second or third when he left, he said it was a half full.
Is that right?
Everybody just stayed for that.
Yeah.
But
it reminds me of the All-Star game last year. Same kind of deal. The All-Star game started, people started walking out after three innings.
Right.
You guys know I'm not the biggest Pete fan, but I thoroughly enjoyed watching him and all the Hall of Famers in that kind of a roast or whatever.
But you're not a fan of his because you don't like him. You're thinking he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, or you just don't like him.
Okay, I think Pete Rose was the best hitter of all time. Okay, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
but he violated the main sin from a baseball standpoint. He knows that if you do that, you're out.
But what about the standpoint of the unwritten laws? Is that you don't have to be the greatest talent in the world to be one of the best players and the most valuable players in the world, or you, as long as you work your butt off. So probably the one guy that amplified that more than anyone was Pete Rose.
Yeah,
I mean, because he is what all hardworking people are about.
Yep.
And you're down on him, and he shouldn't be in because he bet on baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
But he always bet on his team to overperform.
Good for him.
Which is immaterial.
So if he cheated, he was cheating trying to do better.
He's got
and
a disease.
We have all these
My
people.
My only point is that
we have all these people taking Pete, steroids to improve their performance.
Pete accomplished what he accomplished. Okay. Yes. Part of the agreement that he signed, was that he did it, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. Let the poor guy just go on.
Okay, what about all the guys that are in the Hall of Fame that took steroids and performance-enhancing drugs? They also signed on for not doing that, and they're allowed to be in the Hall of Fame. That to me, that is absolutely cheating.
Well, they're not.
Several of them are.
I don't think anybody's been...
Nobody's
voted in that was,
there's a no doubter.
Right. Yeah. Since all this has took place.
Well, yeah, but there's...
Right.
Yeah. And, that's not... They haven't been...
Pete Rose is Cincinnati baseball.
He's the greatest baseball
so,
player.
So, for any Cincinnati fan, which you must not be, you gotta wish the best for Pete Rose, even though you don't
all
like
right.
his...
Yeah.
He had bad shows.
Talking about Pete Rose.
Yes.
We go to a bar... Friday night. Country bar. Million people in there.
Where are you at, by the way?
Chicago.
A country bar in Chicago?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Bub City. Had a great band. They're all playing stuff. I got this kid comes up to me and says, "Are you Pete Rose?" I said, "No." He goes, "No shit, you're shitting me. You're Pete Rose, right?" That's the fourth time I've had somebody tell me I'm Pete Rose. Pete's fat and ugly. What the fuck? Come back. What the
heck? Yeah, there we go.
Son of a
Pete God. And Pete,
Pete Rose.
Pete
Rose.
Pete is 74 years old.
He's 74. You Pete Rose? No.
Pete's fat, ugly, and 74. Are you Pete?
I'm Pete Rose.
Yeah, hit like him. Tell him.
Not my dog. I gotta start playing a free drink game.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. You want to buy my drinks the rest of the night?
Don't forget when you sign those autographs, don't sign Harold Feeley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's this?
That is crazy.
That is wild.
Why does Pete Rose spell his name F-E-E?
I've had people say I look like Patrick Swayze.
Really?
No. I'm just serious about that.
I get the Farley all the time.
I get Patrick Swayze.
I get Farley and Louis Anderson.
Back in my day.
I get Dr. Phil.
Do you really?
Yeah. I get Judy Garland.
I don't doubt that either. I don't doubt that, Jack.
Pete Rose, you get who? Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. And they got the comedian that always smokes and drinks and tells jokes.
Yeah. Richard Pryor?
No.
Black, white guy.
White.
Ron White.
Guy.
Ron White.
White guy.
Yeah.
I said white guy.
Yeah.
Ron White.
Ron White.
Yeah.
I took a busload of FFA students one time out to the company farms. These group of girls come out and said, "You're unbelievable. You look and sound just like Ron White." I didn't know who Ron White was at that time.
You know,
maybe it's my little, you know.
Did you have a drink in your hand?
Yeah.
And a cigarette?
Tater salad.
Tater salad.
Tater salad.
Yeah.
They call me Taters.
What else is going on in sports?
Well, we got, this is kind of the off season for sports.
No, it is not. Depends who you are.
There's baseball.
Hey, that's right.
You a soccer fan?
I got a big one.
What How about that?
Uh-oh, Biggin.
My nephew, Ian, hit one out.
All right.
Yard.
Did he?
He went yard.
Where at?
Down Ambassador, or down the big park.
Is this is for who?
Pony League.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our Acme team's been getting shelled.
Smoked.
By the way, Ian had a double in Acme the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good for him.
Ian played Acme?
Yes. First time I've had a double.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's a pretty good player, I think.
Yeah. He's got some pop in his back.
He ain't got any pop in his legs. He hits a ground roller.
He's not real fast.
Huh?
Speed comes.
Let me tell you something about his dad, okay?
Yeah.
Beaver Homan was a pretty damn good softball player, and one thing Beaver Homan can do is run for a fat guy.
Yeah, but he could run when he was 14.
Huh?
And then, like, all of a sudden, he turned into be 20, and they all say, "Hey, I can run now." He was always fast.
Oh, it's coming. He's growing into his
Beaver Homan's awesome, by the way.
Yeah. Beaver's got some wheels.
Yes, I ain't saying he doesn't. He always had great wheels. Gut. Got the greatest belly of all time.
He's got a great belly.
Super belly.
Yeah.
Great belly.
What else we got?
Well, I think you could say the same thing about...
Hey, what about the Olympics coming up?
Yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah, they should cancel it. They should cancel the Olympics this year. This is one they should cancel.
They showed on TV...
Guarantee something got blowed up.
One of the beaches were one of the... Maybe the... one of the swimming events, maybe one of the... pentathlon things is going to go on. It had garbage and a sofa on the beach. There wasn't any, you couldn't see sand. It was just trash everywhere.
It's that time. It's that way every year before the Olympics. And first of all, if you cancel the Olympics.
By the way, it's 2 months away.
If you cancel the Olympics because of terrorist threats, then you let them win.
I know.
That's
the mentality.
That isn't why. They don't have, they have almost.
Send them down there and get them all
done. No, Spencey, don't. That stuff goes on every year before the Olympics. Nobody's ready.
I know.
All that stuff.
Remember I said that last week. But
Peter Uberoff, the only guy who made money.
They're really, really getting antsy about it.
I did
it
like Peter Uberoff.
Yeah.
There's been billions, like $5 billion that was spent, and there's nothing there. It's just been grabs and corruption.
You remember when it was going to be done in China and nobody could breathe down there? Yep. And my God, we can't send people down there because of the air quality.
It'll be every year.
It'll be
fine. I really
but
hope
I would.
Right.
The terrorist thing would worry the heck out of me.
Marcus Overman's wife went to Japan, or where'd she go?
Spain.
And you can't be scared of that.
I ain't saying you can't be scared of it. You got to go. Okay, what was you saying about Kendra Seifrin, by the way? It has nothing to do with that. What happened, Kendra?
I don't know.
P, give us a scoop on it.
Kendra, her and the Wendell girl.
Which one? What? Wendell?
Julie. I think Amy and Steve's girl.
Oh, okay.
And was there?
I'm missing one.
Was there a Vogel?
And a Vogel. Casey Vogel. Yeah. Them three were over there, and they went to
Casey
visit,
Vogel?
Yeah, they went to visit the girl that was an exchange student here. And went to stay with her. And
was that the one that was at Brandon's?
I thought
no, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I got no idea. Okay. I think it might have stayed with Kendra.
Yeah, Kendra, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, they went over there, and I think it was about the first or second day there that one of the moms was taking them somewhere, and she fell asleep in the car and absolutely got clobbered. The car was just destroyed.
The girls, wow. Luckily, everybody got out of it.
I was going to say, I talked to Cliffy two days in a row. He never said a word about it.
Said, but one of them's got a big egg on their head where they got bumped pretty bad. And I think maybe Casey had some ribs banged up.
And Ken hurt her knee, you say?
Ken tore her knee up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, her knee.
Wow.
Probably, she said she.
I don't think it was anything terrible. But
she's out of yard work the rest of the day.
We got to get her back. I was teaching her to golf cart all day.
There you go.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yeah. So I wish all them guys
got once in a lifetime vacation. And
everything goes good.
And your mom falls asleep.
Yeah. She might have had some kind of a medical thing, too.
She could have just.
Tired.
I get tired driving.
I'm driving. I'm just going to fall asleep.
Shut her down.
Of course, don't they go about 120 over there, too?
Yeah.
The Autobahn.
Don't mess around.
Of course, that's kilometers. So that's 45.
So they're on 45.
Got the old crew set on 45.
115 kilometers.
Yeah.
How about the golfers that aren't going to golf?
They're dropping.
They ain't golfing.
Right. There's several of them that are out.
Spieth is going to make his decision this week. After
I wouldn't play in it either.
You wouldn't?
Golf is not an Olympic sport.
I don't know, but that would be one thing that they stuck all that money in building that golf course. Think about the millions they stuck in that thing.
Yeah.
You could have played that
Nobody showed up.
Yeah, right. Mm. And now everybody will have a team, but
yeah,
that ain't no good.
Yeah. If they need one, I'm free.
I would play.
Yeah,
I'd play.
Yeah,
I ain't got mosquitoes.
Hey, they make your kids' heads small.
So, like, if I go there and get bit by Zika, Sam's head's going to shrink?
Yes, it makes it. The children that are born with infected mothers, their heads are small and their brains are affected. That's a fact.
So, is that what happened to you?
That's what I was telling Rocker the other day. I said, there's no way we was ever affected with Zika.
Really?
We got the biggest heads in the world.
Huge melons.
Big.
Big melon.
That's what happens.
That's what happens.
Yep.
Affects their heads and their brains.
And encephalia, something.
Yeah. We that would be. On, let's see, what? Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That guy,
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beetlejuice.
Terrible thing. That is sick. That's terrible.
It is. I mean, it's always something, you know?
It is. What are you going to do?
And on the bright side of things, when you look at cloud and the whole, silver lining thing, mm-hmm. There's the first case of sexually transmitted Zika.
Yeah.
And it was like a 62-year-old. So, sex doesn't stop when you're 60.
All right.
Yes, it does.
It stops at 48 for me.
Yeah.
Stop about 35 for me.
Yeah. But that's okay.
One thing that we got to talk about.
I'm reading books.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've read a couple good books.
Poetry?
Really?
It depends what kind of mood I'm in.
You like them Starks? My wife reads them Starks. Or
Jonathan.
No, it's like Noah Sparks or somebody
Spark
like that.
Spark Notes.
No, right. I'm trying to think. Who's the writer that writes all the love stories?
Oh, Sparks.
Yeah, like
Jonathan.
Like, Sparks Worms.
Yeah,
Jonathan
Sparky Sparks. Worms.
Jonathan Sparks.
Wrote Notebook.
Yes.
Oh,
great movie.
Loved that movie. Yeah.
James Gardner.
What?
He was in it. Absolutely.
Absolutely, James Garner.
Absolutely.
He died.
He was the dad that had the
dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Pat Summitt. What a legendary coach, Pat Summitt, who succumbed to Alzheimer's at 64. Did you guys get a chance to watch Faraday on Monday night?
No.
That was one of the greatest, if you get a chance, and it's on all week, but if you see it on your DVR, set that with Peter Oosterhuis. Peter Oosterhuis is a CBS announcer who is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And the whole program is about with Peter Oosterhuis and what he did. He beat Jack Nicklaus in the Ryder Cup. And it's all about Peter Oosterhuis and the interview with Peter Oosterhuis and his wife. And he talks about David Faraday's dad's 91's got Alzheimer's. Hasn't known David since he was 88 for 3 years. And it's just the greatest story. And Faraday, if you get a chance, I'm telling you out there, listen, set your DVR, watch the episode of Faraday with Peter Oosterhuis and talk about the Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a horrible, horrible thing.
Bad, bad.
I can't remember that.
Really? You got a little... See, that's...
Bill, I think yours is Weisenheimer's.
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 Now, I told it, it has to be unbelievably terrible.
Yeah.
First of all, I always thought, okay, so how could she die that quick? I mean, if it affects your mind, It affects everything you do. It affects everything you can't. It affects everything. Yeah. Alzheimer's is terrible.
Yes,
it'd be the worst right disease you get.
So it just shuts down your organs.
Evidently.
Basically.
Right.
Your brain don't know how to turn everything on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's a bad one.
I don't like it, boys.
I was never a fan of hers, though.
Pat Summitt?
Yeah.
Well, she went through
She won everything.
She went through that stage. She's just like the guy from
Gino Aram.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, you can't root for him. You can't root for him because they win everything. Unbelievable. We were talking about that today. 38 years, she's won 1,098 games, which averages just under 28 games a year to win.
It's incredible.
32 SEC championships in 38 years. How can you win 32 league championships in 38 years?
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Well, and that's in a league where, I mean, you know, women's college basketball, I mean, at the same time, I think they had Vanderbilt, which was...
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was always good. You know. So,
but
hey, talking about Beaver Hammond.
Speaking of that, though, Ohio State girls basketball is going the wrong direction.
Why is that?
Well, they don't play a game. The good teams don't play their game. You get these big scores out there. They run up and down the court. They'll never beat a good team ever. Ohio State.
Let's take a break.
Bubba and Fee. You can't shut me.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
In downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Do you find yourself thinking of better ways to do your job? Do you wish your input was taken into consideration? At Cooper Farms, we invite our team members to take an active role in our success and innovation. We want you to have a voice because it is you who makes us better and shapes the future of our company. We're growing. Come join the Cooper Farms team. Find us on your favorite social media site today and apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team. You can also stop in at 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio to apply. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts are bringing back the very popular Talent Night August 7th at 7 p.m. Would you like to sign up and be a participant in this show? If you do, please contact Stacy Fowler at 419-852-2399 or visit us on our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com and click on the Contact Us tab. You can submit your registration there to participate in the Talent Night. So everybody come on down to the Hine Amphitheater on Sunday, August 7th at 7 p.m. to enjoy some of our local talent.
We're on.
Hey, we're back. Bubba V. Wednesday night. We lost Jack, but we still got Bill.
He's out.
Jack's going to Lion King tomorrow.
Jack's Lion King.
I'm a fan of that show.
I like the Lion King. Maybe one of my favorite Disneys.
I agree. I love the Lion King. Bill hates it.
I like Lion King.
You said last night in that text you didn't.
No. I like Lion King. Anybody goes to it's losers, but I like that.
Okay.
They ain't sent me to drive 60 miles to go see.
Just put the tape in.
Yeah.
Put the TV up.
Yeah.
Not DVR. What are they anymore? What do we have, the
DVD?
DVDs? Is that how they work? No, they weren't DVDs.
VCRs.
VCRs.
Used to be a VCR.
That Lion King was a VCR thing for us.
Yeah.
Getting back to Ohio State girls basketball, and you said they can't win.
Not with that type of basketball. They got the best scores in the country, and they won't be able to win.
What were they ranked this year?
5th to 10th.
Right. Somewhere. So, and they haven't.
Every time they play a good team, they're lost by 30.
Okay.
They'll never be able to be a good team, that type of basketball.
Here's
play no defense.
Okay, so what they're doing, though, is they're being competitive with two McDonald's All-Americans, where all these other schools, the top three schools, the Notre Dame, the Connecticut's, and the Stanford's, have five McDonald's All-Americans. Mm-hmm. So they can compete playing this style. showcasing their best players.
They didn't compete.
They ranked fifth in the nation. You're not competing.
They didn't win a Big Ten.
They got beat.
They beat everybody by 40 because of the type of game they got. They have two great players run up and down. They have no. Do you ever watch them play? It's like watching, what's called with Hank Gathers play. What was it?
Marymount.
They're crazy. They're out of control. It's not basketball. Usually they run and gun. It's not. Connecticut would never. No team that ever wins will play like that.
The point is they're competing.
Let them play. All they got to do is watch the game nowadays. All they got to do is watch Golden State.
Am I calling?
No. Watch Golden State. No team that wins plays like that. You don't play one-on-one basketball every possession. You'll never win. They got great players. They'll average a lot of points. They'll never win.
They have two great players and a bunch of turds.
No. They got a bunch of good players.
No.
Yeah. Hundreds of them. Never win.
Hundreds.
But with that mentality, they'll never win.
Hundreds of good players.
Just saying.
I think he meant five dozen.
Who was with Hank Gathers?
Bo Kimble.
Shot the left-hander free throw. We did. Indianapolis.
Absolutely. We've seen him play.
Big P. Never nervous, purpose. We've seen him, too.
Yeah.
I think Brett was along, wasn't he?
I don't remember. See, he's got a damn memory. That's so much better than mine.
Oh, I
got
a good one.
Purvis Ellison?
Yes. He played with Louisville.
Yeah. But I would never remember that.
We got them seats. We went down there. Big P went and set it high in the middle, 50 yards.
That was Bubba.
Oh, was it?
How's that, man?
I like Big P.
There's me, you, and Bratzy.
We went down there and set at the end. We looked right in the bottom of the bleachers.
Yeah, it was a classic. I had to, you're three rows off the stay off the ground.
Paid $200 a ticket.
Perfect.
Second row. We're thinking this is the greatest thing ever.
Oh, we got great seats.
We could see one basket.
They forgot to tell us they had pulled out bleachers right in front of us.
That place was a dump to watch a college basketball game.
That was
a
bad one.
But they sell 40,000 tickets, so that's all they care about.
I didn't care.
Cabbage-wise.
Crazy.
Yep.
It is. You know, we're approaching July, and we got the big booster outing coming up, or the football outing coming up August 6th. And
everybody sign up.
Make sure everybody gets up and sign up. Are you signing up through Brent on Facebook?
I think that's what it was.
Do you have anything at Hastings?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
They want to bring something
kinda up. Kind of neat seeing our principals are coming up playing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good call.
Yeah, they're good dudes, I believe. I think we got a good chance of continued success.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Bill's doing all kinds of signals.
I think there's a comfort level.
Yeah.
I like our chances with these guys.
Too. I do too. I think they're good dudes.
Interesting. Yeah. See how we do.
Agree.
I think they'll do fine.
You out of here?
I gotta go.
Billy's head
now. I got an insight tomorrow morning. Yeah. Got a big show.
Oh, huge.
Really?
We'll talk about this show. All day we're gonna talk about our principles.
And then now let's get this straight. Friday, Spence is gone.
Yeah, me and Rocker's in charge.
Okay, who's gonna turn it on?
Me and Rocker.
Oh, you're done.
I'm so Rocker.
There's no show Friday.
So you're going to be something.
Oh, no, we'll be all right. We'll get it
here on Friday.
No, we can do it.
Well, so, Spencey, when are you leaving?
Two buttons.
I'm not allowed to say because then everybody will break into my house and steal.
Steals David Letterman CDBDs.
Hey,
what?
You have the chief of police sitting right across.
Oh, yeah.
I like your chances.
He's not the chief, but he's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yep.
So are you going to listen to these guys?
Probably.
Oh, this is going to be good. You're going to be upset. You would turn around and forget to get Kentucky.
when you're in your count vehicle, okay, and you're driving around, do you listen to 4K radio?
Sometimes it burns a lot of data.
Yeah.
So right. And a lot of places you can't get it, so it's tough. I'll tune in just to make sure everything's going right, but I don't listen all the time. Right. I want to, but
it burns a lot of data. Explain that to me.
Well,
if I listen to it on my phone, that's bad.
Yeah, well, if you're somewhere where you can get Wi-Fi, but if you're driving, you're not picking up Wi-Fi.
And you're eating your data.
It's really
killing
lots and lots of data, so it's really hard to do it in a car. So if you know people that even have unlimited data, it'll start buffering after they get to a certain amount, or at least it used to. So it can cause problems. Now, if you're sitting somewhere where you're picking up Wi-Fi, it doesn't burn any data.
Right.
So. That part's just fine, but it's when you're traveling, and then of course sometimes you don't get cell phone reception, and it'll do all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's I don't listen. I listen as much as I can, but that isn't very much.
So you got, so this is first July, so we're about, what, 6 weeks from first scrimmage, probably?
Football, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then we start up in 2 weeks, or eight
Hard
weeks.
To believe.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. Crazy. Is Hobbsy,
July 4th already.
Have you got your football announcers?
He keeps saying he's going to come back and do some or all of them. Yeah. I don't know that yet.
Sure, right.
That'll be a toughie.
The last I talked to him was at least a month ago, and he was still saying that, but, you know, the situation might change drastically once he gets into his new job, or you know his daughter's still going to be here, and he wants to watch that. He says I'm going to be there anyway. Might as well.
How about Monday? Me and Bill get a text. Me, Bill, and Jack get a text from Hobbsy. Started his new job.
Yep.
And he sent his picture of his bulletin board at work.
Yep.
And he's got his big
That's
P.
Awesome.
He's got his big P button on, and he goes,
man.
Some things I will never get rid of.
I've never met this guy, and some things I'll never get rid of.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Dad's home.
Hard for us. Hard to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was really, I mean, when you.
Well, even if you didn't know him, he was legendary.
Right.
He was. Harold is probably the best announcer anywhere, and Big P was better than that.
Yeah, right. Big P was Big P. I mean,
it was unreal. He actually set the standard for what it's supposed to be like. You know, people had announcers before, but they're very cut and dry and just kind of saying things. Big P put a lot of personality into it, and almost every school around does that now. They have somebody that's doing cool stuff.
Exactly. You know, Fee, last Wednesday night we sat up here with Wes Winning and Caleb Martin, and we had a great show with them guys. And man, are they class kids
or what? Good kids.
What awesome people! Those are just great
so
people.
Good.
Yeah,
man, they can sit and talk to you all day, too.
Right, they're great sports guys, and they're just
voice their opinion.
I couldn't have went any better.
Man, no, Wes is pretty sharp.
Yeah,
wow,
I like that. That was fun, and you know, I talked about this summer. I mean, you taking some Wednesdays off, and them boys be more than happy to come in and set in until you know they leave for stuff going on.
I didn't know about that conversation, but I've said something to Caleb wants to do something,
right?
And I'm trying to find somewhere where he can do it. Wes has always wanted to do something, but he just never has the time.
And it's fun to listen to them guys' perspective from young kid talk about sports and
boy, do they know a lot of sports.
They do.
And they're
pretty
really
sharp.
Those guys are good.
Awful sharp.
Yeah, they are awful sharp. So, we talked a little bit about the Fort Carey Eels swim team and all the records them kids are setting it, and the number of cars down at that park.
It's unbelievable. There is a lot of kids in there. If they could keep them somehow, keep them going, at least maybe a third of them.
Right.
There's a lot of kids.
Now, there's a lot of little fart smellers that can summer swim, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I see first and second graders, right?
There's a bunch of them down there.
I think Danny Weitzel said that her daughter got a medal or something, or met a place, got her name in a port on paper. Hats off to Chris Shounds and for doing
that's
that.
Big,
When them little kids get their name in a paper, how cool is that?
I remember playing Little League, and they used to have standings and stuff in there, and you'd have some hits and stuff, they'd have your name, and it was the neatest thing.
The Journal.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You remember that, Spencer?
I cut that stuff out and keep it. Yeah. I thought that was neater than that.
Yeah,
my name in the paper.
I agree. We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We had a great show. We had them boys take over about an hour of our airtime, which was perfect, man.
That's perfect.
I agree. They're going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Hobbsy a bunch, but I give these guys all credit. Yep. I think they're going to be good.
Someday, no matter what, Hobbs wouldn't be here. So he's retiring or move to Florida or something.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a day coming when he's not here, no matter what we hope for. So, and we thought the same way with Pat Niekamp and Ed Snyder. We thought there would never be anybody to replace
him. Hard to replace him, but somebody steps in.
And it's not the same, but, you know, we haven't gone down.
No, that's right. I agree. The administration and the school board have done a great job of just status quo.
Yeah.
And we're pretty fortunate.
Well, once you get to the top, you can't improve much.
Right.
You know, there's not... You have to keep up with the new state regulations and all that stuff, and that has to be a nightmare of a job.
Absolutely. Fee, you got anything else, bud?
No, I don't think so, bud.
You're all dressed up now. What's going on?
Yeah.
Selling cars.
Sell anything, Dad?
Nope.
Come on, let's go.
Gotta go.
If you need a vehicle up here, Hastings Auto Sales.
Come see me.
Yeah, come see Big Fee. He'll set you right up. You need something, he'll order it for you. He can set you up.
Tell us a little bit about the detailing and wash and wax.
I'm kind of getting that started a little bit, too. I got a couple of the pole boys back here. Pretty good cleaners. So
Detailing, that's virtually what you do to the cars that you put on the lot. Everything, door jams, every piece of the thing is just absolutely
They do a pretty good job.
Clean as clean can be.
I can attest to it because I got the old Durango done.
Yeah, Bobby had his done.
First time I sat in the seat, I slid right across it. Big boy about went down. Slick seats, baby.
Got her clean.
Yeah. Man, they did a nice job. So
boys did good.
All right, we want to thank you for listening out there tonight when Bubba and Fee show Wednesday night. We will be back on the air next Wednesday night. It'd either be me or Fee or maybe Marty and Wes or whoever sets in or maybe all four of us or whoever it is.
Yep, we'll come up with something.
Bubba and Fee.
See you next
week. Have a good night.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.